The Alaska Native Cultural Charter School in Anchorage has a new and bigger home just in time for the new school year. KSKA's Daisha Eaton has the story.
The new building was sorely needed, says school principal Patsy Shaha. She says the old location was simply bursting at the seams.
We were maxed out at 210 over there. We couldn't fit any more students. It just wouldn't fit.
The school started in 2007 and was housed at an old furniture store on Muldoon. It didn't have its own parking lot, a playground, or a gym. Students exercised in a storage room with 8-foot ceilings. The new school has a parking lot, a playground, and a real gym, plus more classrooms. It's sandwiched between the neighborhoods of Airport Heights and Mountain View. It's a rambling 1960s-era former Anchorage public school on Bregaw that was most recently occupied by Pacific Northern Academy, a private school. In 2009, the charter school added preschool. They added 7th grade in 2011. This year, they're adding 8th grade. They use a district-approved curriculum, but supplement with lessons on Native culture and language. Shaha says days usually start like this.
We begin every day with a community gathering, and all the students and staff are in the same room, and every single day there's parents who stay also. And we say the pledge. We say the pledge in Yupik. On Mondays, we have a guest elder who speaks to the children about whatever they want to share.
Each year, students learn about a different Alaska Native cultural group. They study 2 hours of Yupik a day. Regular classes are supplemented with berry picking and ice fishing field trips, and the occasional seal skinning.
Last year, one of our teachers, her family harvested a seal. And so she brought in the seal, and she laid out this cardboard on the ground, and she took her ulu, and all the students took turns watching as she skinned it, butchered it. She talked to them about when she was a little girl and her grandma taught her in the same thing, you know, and she talked about how you use each individual part.
With less than 2 weeks until school starts, the building is undergoing a major overhaul. Shaha walks me down a long cinder block walled hallway where workers are rolling over Crayola colored paint with earth tones of blue and brown.
This is the primary wing. Preschool through fourth grader on this side. And
then Shaha says when they started the school, the building was the least of their worries. Alaska Native achievement was about half that of other students, and the school was started in part to address that.
The first year of the school, the achievement scores for our first group of kids was 44% average. And last year it was 76, and it just keeps rising.
So that means that less than half were passing standardized tests. Now more than 3/4 of students are. In general, the number hovers around 50% in Anchorage and across the country. Shaha says they're getting those results through excellent curriculum and excellent teachers. Danielle Rhea teaches 5th grade at the school. Today she's calling parents to remind them to register.
Hi Joanna, this is Danielle from the Alaska Native Cultural Charter School.
Rhea used to teach in Southwest Alaska, where she quickly learned that culturally relevant lessons got results.
I had to learn about their culture in order to teach them through their traditional ways of knowing. And once I did that, they loved learning. And that's what I find here, too, is that once they feel connected to culture, even if they're not Alaska Native, just having cultural values that are universal, they feel a sense of pride and they feel like they're a part of something and they enjoy learning.
The school focuses on community and building relationships with families.
Hi guys! This is all one family. This is the Simeonovs. Glad you're here.
Tabitha Gardner sits at a table near the main office with her kids filling out paperwork.
I am registering 5 kids today. 6th grade, 3rd grade, 2nd grade, 1st grade, and kindergarten.
Gardner says she chose to enroll her kids in the school for several reasons, but the main one is that she wants them to learn about their Aleutic heritage, along with reading, writing, and arithmetic. And she says she also likes the sense of community at the school.
Going to the other schools, it's like, you know, you get a number, basically, and maybe a phone call once in a while or an automated phone call. You don't talk to real people.
Gardner says because of that, she'll send her 6th child to the school too, just as soon as he's old enough. Shaha says it's that sense of community that seems to be filling up the school.
We moved into this building. It's way bigger than the other building, but we've already run out of space.
Shaha says the school has extended their lottery. They now have room for around 100 more students than last year, and slots are going fast. You don't have to be Alaska Native to attend. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.